For all of you here at the Patron Platinum Club, welcome. Thank you for joining us. I hope you enjoyed that win tonight. And would you welcome our guest, defenseman Roman Josi is here with us. Roman, congratulations. I'll tell you what, that was a good win. The Philadelphia Flyers are an awfully tough team, a big team, a team with a lot of skill, and you knew it was going to take your best effort to beat them tonight.
Yeah, they're one of the best teams in the league, and we knew we were going to play a good game to win this game, and we came out strong, and they got a couple chances in the second. I think we played a pretty good game, though, overall.
Barry Trotz always talks about when you play a team from the Eastern Conference that you don't see very often, you maybe spend a little extra time trying to learn their personnel. What were some of the things you talked about as a team this morning about how to try to slow them down?
We always got those meetings and see what they do. And they got some top players like Giroux, Jágr, and those guys. And we got to give them special attention. And we did that. And we just prepared with a lot of video.
Well, as you mentioned, that line with Giroux, Jágr, and the former Predator, Scotty Hartnell, those guys have been very dangerous, very consistent all year long. Somehow you guys kept them off the board tonight. And so all those things you were studying definitely paid off.
Yeah, I mean, Weber and Suter, they played basically all game against them, and they did a great job, and they didn't get a lot of chances, and yeah, that was good.
Well, you guys got off to a good start. The big goal at the end of the first period there by Marty Erath was a really big lift, I'm sure, going into the locker room.
Yeah, it was. I mean, we played pretty good in the first period. We got a lot of chances, and we couldn't bury one. Almost got a goal there and got waved off, but yeah, that was a big lift at the end to get a goal.
And then each time that they scored to cut into the lead, you guys were able to bounce back and answer the goal. That's a sign of a good team.
Yeah, it is. I mean, they're a great team. If you give them too much space, and they're going to capitalize and going to score. And I think we did a great job, even if they got back 3-2, and we played pretty good defensively, and Pex made a couple great saves again.
A lot of people noticing your minutes, your responsibilities are getting more and more with each passing week. How do you feel about the confidence that the coaching staff is showing in?
Yeah, I mean, it's great if I can play that much, and I get more confidence as more games I get, and it's great for me to play that much.
Well, this is the beginning of a stretch against the Eastern Conference teams and a lot of hockey coming up. You got the back-to-backs in New York City. Have you ever been to New York before?
No, never, so I'm excited for that.
Yeah, that's going to be fun, and you got some good hockey teams you'll be playing for sure. A noon game on Monday, so good luck with that. Enjoy the Big Apple, and hopefully you guys can get some more points.
Thank you.
Thanks, all right, man. Roman Josi joining us here. Solid performance by him tonight. Predators get the win 4-2 over the Philadelphia Flyers. And the Daily's postgame show will continue in a moment. Here from the Patron Platinum Club, a packed house tonight. The Predators get the win against one of the powerhouse teams in the Eastern Conference. Stay tuned. We're coming back with more of Nashville Predators hockey.